We're continuing our series in the book of Acts, Acts of the Spirit. And we've been examining and reflecting on how God moves through his Spirit in the early church, but also today, here, now. How is God moving through his Spirit? What is the more than expected that God is calling us to? The diversity in leadership, the new perspectives, our motivation, the truth that no one is beyond God's reach. Why, when, and how are we participating in God's mission? And we need to remember it's God's mission. God is moving. Almighty, eternal God is moving, rescuing, loving, and transforming lives. And today we focus on Barnabas. We'll take a closer look at how Barnabas encourages others through giving, building, and trusting. Please stand if you're able for the reading of God's word. We'll be reading Acts chapter 11, verses 19 to 26, although we will look at other passages in Acts where Barnabas is mentioned. And we have Bibles at the back for you to borrow or keep as our gift to you. Acts chapter 11, verses 19 to 26. Now those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. This is the word of the Lord. And if you believe it, you can say, amen. I made the mistake of reading Paul instead of Saul, but that's fine because, as we know, Saul was later referred to as Paul. And in our text this morning, we'll see both names pop up. So don't be confused about that. Saul equals Paul in this context. What would you like to be known for? Some people are known for their athletic skill. Okay. Some people are known for their intelligence. Not bad, not bad. But Barnabas was known for his encouragement. In Acts chapter 4, verse 36, we learn that his name was actually Joseph, but the apostles called him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He got renamed. Barnabas equals encouragement. This guy is so encouraging, we got to change his name. I mean, if we were making a movie, we might call it The Encourager. Barnabas is coming to make your day better. I mean, that's pretty awesome to be known as someone who encourages. What a great example to us. So we might think that because Barnabas was known for his encouragement, that there would be a lot of what he had said written down, recorded in the Bible. there's actually no recorded words from Barnabas himself. It's his actions that are recorded. Certainly, we're told he encouraged, as we just read in Acts chapter 11, verse 23, he, Barnabas, was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. But the actual words he said are not written down. One commentator, Willie James Jennings, writes, "We never have Barnabas's words. It is as though Barnabas's actions speak for him." Actions can touch people's hearts, minds, and lives in a deep and powerful way. So let us encourage, like Barnabas, with words and actions. What kinds of things did Barnabas do? Let's dig in a bit. Let's get specific. I'd like us to look at giving, building, and trusting. Giving, building, trusting. This is how Barnabas encouraged, and this is how we can encourage. Let's first look at giving. Giving is a concrete action. There's something about giving that really demonstrates a person's values and priorities. When I was younger, I thought of having a career in music, me and a zillion other people, right? And one day, I was talking with someone about this, about music. I didn't know them well, but near the end of our conversation, they said, "Paul, I feel the Lord is telling me to give you this." They reached in their pocket and they stuck something in my hand. And I looked down and it was $50 bills. Now that money didn't end up launching my music career, at least not yet. But it did do something. It planted seeds about the power of radical generosity. Seeds God would later water when I met my wife Karen, who is a constant example to me of radical generosity and encouragement. What did Barnabas do? Well, he sold a field and he brought the money, all of it, and put it at the apostles' feet. Maybe you don't have a field, maybe you do. But we can all give our time, our talents, our energy, and yes, our money. Maybe someone needs a meal, or groceries, or a place to stay. Maybe you feel led to give money to our care fund at church, knowing that it's going to make a difference to someone. Maybe you'll check out Attic, All Things in Common, and see who you can help. I've seen the radical generosity of God's people here at our church, and it's exciting. And God replenishes the seed of those who give. He is the most radical giver ever. Jesus gave his life willingly for you and for me. And Jesus offers us the gift of new life in him, abundant, eternal, a life where we grow by abiding in Christ. What is our response? Barnabas was not only a giver, he was a builder. He was involved in building the church, the community of God's people, in faithfully witnessing to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, sharing the message of hope and rescue for all in Jesus. Let's go back to Acts 11, 19 to 26, and look at an example of how Barnabas was involved in building. And we read verse 19, it reminds us of the persecution after the death of Stephen and the scattering of believers. The word, the message of Jesus is being spread. But in verse 19, only among Jews. There is not a full understanding that God's love, that salvation through Jesus Christ is for everyone, Jews and Gentiles. Today, are there groups of people that we think can't be reached by God's love? Maybe we think they're just too different. Maybe they stand against some of our beliefs. But Jesus is for everyone. Everyone. As a heads up, in the next 2 weeks, we'll look at Acts chapters 10, first part of chapter 11, including Cornelius and Peter. And we'll see how God welcomes everyone. That through Jesus, all can be reconciled to God. So again, in Acts 11, 19, we see that the gospel is being preached only among Jews. However, in verse 20, we read that men from Cyprus and Cyrene went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also. They told Gentiles the good news about Jesus, and many believed. And the church in Jerusalem heard about what was happening. And who did they send? Who was the right person to do the building? Who you gonna call? Barnabas. Barnabas, a Jew, a Levite, but from Cyprus, descended from those who had remained in exile. And when Barnabas arrives in Antioch, what does he do? He encourages. He builds. Or more accurately, God builds through Barnabas. Barnabas is full of the Holy Spirit, full of faith. And many come to Jesus. God can, is, and will build through us by his Spirit in the name of Jesus. Perhaps there's a young person in your life that you can invite to Youth Alpha, or you're a youth and you can decide to come to Youth Alpha. That's building. Or maybe you'd like to join a life group. You'd like to become involved in caring for others, in sharing life together. That's building. Or maybe you're already in a life group and you'd like to become involved in leading or hosting a new group. You want to multiply. That's building. Or perhaps you tuck your own children into bed at night. You read to them from the Bible. You pray with them. That's building. Barnabas is a wise builder. He doesn't try to do it all on his own. He goes and gets Saul, who would soon be called Paul, and brings him to Antioch, and they build together. We build together. Each one of us makes a difference. We are a community, the body of Christ. It takes trust to build. And sometimes there can be risk in trusting. Another comment from Willie James Jennings. If the apostle had named him, that is Barnabas, the son of encouragement, then Luke's narrative, the book of Acts, names him risk taker. Barnabas seemed to risk when trusting people. Barnabas trusted those who others doubted, who others lacked confidence in, who had outright failed in the past. Let's look at two examples. The first event happens after Saul has encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. This is Saul, who had previously been putting followers of Jesus in prison. And now Saul goes to Jerusalem, tries to join the disciples. They're all afraid of him. They don't trust him. And perhaps we don't blame them. I mean, Saul had been greatly persecuting the church. Seems like there's a logical argument for him not joining the group. But who stands up for Saul, who we now call Paul? Barnabas. Barnabas stands up. Barnabas brings Saul to the group. He takes Saul with him and goes to the apostles. He explains. He says that Saul has been fearlessly preaching the name of Jesus. Barnabas trusts Saul. He believes in him when others don't. Have you ever been doubted, misunderstood, perhaps written off? I have. And I've had a few Barnabases in my life who stood up for me, who trusted my intentions, my integrity. Never underestimate the value of giving someone the benefit of the doubt, of seeing the growth or even the potential for growth that others ignore, of believing that change is possible. Spirit-led trust. Our second example of Barnabas trusting actually results in a parting of the ways between Paul and Barnabas. We read in Acts chapter 15, 37 to 40, that Barnabas wants to take along John, also called Mark. But Paul disagrees. John Mark had been previously unreliable. Now, before we pick sides, remember, this is a narrative. The facts are given without judgment. We don't have all the facts. We weren't there. Perhaps there was merit in both points of view. It's definitely something, though, for Paul and Barnabas to part ways. Was there later a reconciliation? Acts doesn't say. Paul does mention Barnabas in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. And John, called Mark, is mentioned in 2 Timothy 4:11. So although we might be left with some questions, what is clear is that Barnabas trusted John, also called Mark. Barnabas gave him another opportunity. And Barnabas gave this second chance, even though Paul disagreed. Sometimes trusting someone isn't easy. But sometimes it's the difference maker in a person's life. Spirit-led trust. Barnabas, son of encouragement. Barnabas, encouraged by trusting. And isn't this how God is calling us to trust? Like Barnabas, to give second chances, to see the good in people that others miss, to take the time to walk alongside someone and help them grow. And yes, we need discernment from the Spirit to do this. I'm not talking about a blind or immature type of trusting. Things like abuse, that's wrong. And boundaries are good and godly. Actions do have consequences. And sometimes things must stop or end. But Spirit-led trusting takes action with the understanding that no one is perfect, especially ourselves, and that everyone falls down and needs a hand back up. And we certainly do not know the end of that person's story. Ultimately, God is in control, and Jesus is the author and perfecter of faith. Jesus loves us, and he calls us to love people, perfectly imperfect people. The encouragement of Barnabas, giving, building, trusting. The encouragement we can give to those around us in our family, our church family, our community, as we're filled and led by the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you for its truth, for its power. Thank you that it is sharper than a two-edged sword, that it's alive and active, Father. We ask that you would give us what we need to hear from the life of Barnabas, Father, that you would help it apply to our lives. Father, that we would be encouraging, that we would be people who radically give, who build your church, who are willing to take risks when trusting. And we ask that we would do this in and through the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. We need you. We need you. We love you. We thank you that you are the ultimate encourager. We thank you that you loved us even before we loved you. And it is a joy to be together in your presence this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.